Welcome to ANI in the Air, Under the Tent and Around Baltimore, your daily podcast briefing of all the goings-ons, ins and arounds, arts and ideas, Sudbury School. Today was, of course, Monday. I got a millions Monday at the end of this. Thinking about something about lines of code. Let's see, we had our budget assembly on Sunday. That was a unanimous vote on our budget. I like to think that I have created a very tight budget with a nice presentation, and everybody was just so in awe of it that everything was cool. But at the very least, that was pleasant. I hope everybody had a great three-day weekend. Our next day off will be Memorial Day at the end of May. And just as a reminder, we have an extra 3 weeks this year. Into June. June 25th is our final date. So just a little over 2 months left of this school year. We are having a lot more people coming in. We had a pretty full house today. We had a visiting week last week that, because of the short week, it overlapped with this. So we actually had 4 visiting students today. In addition to, I think, 5 or 6 people returning from being online. So that was all exciting and good. Let's see. Should also say that yearbook pages are due by Friday. I presume if you're listening to this podcast, you're already on top of things. But in case you're not, and you didn't know that, now you do. It's all in the Discord yearbook voice channel for what needs doing. So, what else? I saw some Gaga ball playing, some swing in action, some biking, eating outside, running about, running inside the building. Still some lots of virtual reality stuff going down in the basement, and things are happening around here. We even got some mulching on Friday. Our yard got mowed for the first time this year, thanks to our lawnmower guy, Frank. You started with us when we bought the building. He was mowing the grass here for the people who owned it before. And I met him on the day we bought the building because he was mowing it that day. And he gave me his card. I called him up in the springtime, and he's been doing it ever since. So we appreciate that. Really good guy. Who apparently avoided all the COVID stuff, but actually some of his couple of his customers actually did not survive COVID, so that's sad. Anyway, I guess we can move on to Millions Monday. So So over the 3-day weekend, I did some programming. I have a second job, and I was actually on break for that week, which was nice. So I didn't have too much going on, and so I actually got back to programming. My little project is, I think I mentioned it before, a little site called Math Pebbles. And I'm about to be able to put up like 400 little pages on it, just stub content, but once you have stubs, you can just go around and start filling it in, you know what I mean? It's getting that framework up and going can be difficult. So anyway, I thought I'd see how much lines of code gets coded. So I think maybe over those 3 days, I did maybe like 600 lines of code. I mean, it's not just code, it's also kind of comments and stuff, but, I do something called literate programming, so the writing is part of the code anyway. So, yeah, so 600 lines of code over 3 days. So let's say 1,000 lines of code over a week, you know, 5-day work week. And so in 1 year at that pace, you know, coding up every week, it would be 50,000 lines of code. Now, I can tell you that I've actually deleted a whole bunch of code that I wrote just this weekend, because that was going in a direction I didn't want to go. So you try something and you delete it and you try something new. And so that 50,000 is probably not what gets remained. You know, I'd probably say maybe you lose 10% at a time. But that time can rapidly progress. So I don't know. So I'm going to ignore the whole deletion thing and just, like, you know, how much have you typed out? So 50,000 lines of code in a year. So over a career of, say, 40 years, that could easily be 2 million lines of code. And I think the Windows operating system, I'm not sure which one, maybe Windows 3.5 from the mid-90s, was like 1 million lines of code, something like that, I feel like I heard. And so, yeah. Let's see. Anyway, so how many coders are there? Well, so, I don't know, just in America, there's like 300 and some million people. And I don't know, would we even have 1% coders? Let's say we have 1% population doing code. Probably 0.1% of, you know, I'll go with 0.1% of people who are just coding, which is basically really no one. I think anyone who codes is involved in a lot of meetings and whatever and terribleness. But so I'll just go with 0.1%. So that's, so 300 million, 0.1% is, 300,000? Yeah. Yes. I lose three zeros. And so, 300,000 people coding. And so in a year, times, I have 50,000 lines of code. So that's when I'm going to start using my scientific notation. 3E5 is 300,000, and so that's 3 and 5 zeros. And then there's 5 and 4 zeros, so that's 15. And what did I say, 5 and 4? So 15 and then 9 zeros. Which sounds a lot like 15 billion. So 15 billion lines of code a year. Man, that's a lot of lines of code. I have no idea if that's actually correct, but I don't know. Just a fanciful thought. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. I will see you when I see you. Bye-bye.